BBC Radio Solent.
Make a difference.
And if you've been round Southsea lately and thought, there's a lot of apartment buildings and flats that are a lot nicer looking than they used to be. Well, it could be down to this chap, Southsea artist Mark Lewis, who's been working on a mural that has hopefully brought the community together a bit more during lockdown. Hello there, Mark.
Hello there. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Tell us where people can see your work in the Southsea area.
Well, the most famous one is the Strand mural of the city, which is based down at the end of Waverley Road and Clarendon Road. That one's been there 22 years, and I've got a 99-year lease of it. 77 years left, I think.
So you've got 77 years left to catch it, if you haven't seen so already. But as you say, it's not the only one in that area you've been responsible for. Has lockdown meant that these projects have been ramped up a little bit, do you think?
Well, during lockdown, there wasn't much work around because no one was spending money and everyone was locked inside. But I think, yes, it's coming back now. I'm certainly getting a lot more work coming through. I'm actually back on Jolly Sailor Pub, repainting some sailors on the wall. You can catch that any time. They're all along the front waving at everybody.
And you've got as well the flats I mentioned at, Carlton House in Western Parade, which was unused apparently before, the communal patio there. And is that the one you've taken the view of the South Downs and brought it, well, you've kind of moved it sort of 8-9 miles across to Southsea instead with the wild salmon leaping?
That's it, yeah. When me and my partner, Alison Brett, and her son Nathan moved in a couple of years ago, amazing flat, amazing views out the front, but the problem we thought was the backyard, which was not used. It's ugly, unsightly. And then we thought we'd need to paint a mural on there. But haven't had a chance since the lockdown, really. And then perfect opportunity.
So
and then
you...
our neighbours got involved, Jan and John Stoughton. And we've been planting many plants. And the mural's 40 foot long. It goes along three walls.
Wow.
And it's an incredible transformation. It's amazing what you can do with ugly areas and totally transform into something beautiful.
Yeah, and just makes it a much nicer public space as well, because public space is so dominated by advertising. So if you've got an area like that where you could have something that isn't a billboard, then that can only be great. But it says that you've been living in Southsea 2 years ago, and yet that first one you mentioned, Mark, was started 22 years ago. So you've had a long association with the area. Is it where you're from originally?
Oh, yeah, I've lived here all the time. No, we just moved into this new flat.
The new block.
2 years ago, yeah.
Right, I'm with you.
It didn't have any community vibes to it, any community spirit since lockdown, really. And we've started painting this mural. All the neighbours have come out, social distancing, of course. One neighbour who's been there 37 years, he said it's the first time he's seen any community spirit around the place.
Oh,
he's my actual new apprentice. We call him Michelangelo. He's just at retirement age, but he's found his new talent and skill of painting.
Not quite the size of the Sistine Chapel, although not far off, actually, looking at the way you've described it. And, Mark, people might remember the craze in the 1990s that it turns out you were at least partially responsible for decorating satellite dishes. Remember when the satellite dishes used to be massive, not like they are now? They used to take up half the front wall of your house. And you came up with the idea of putting designs on them and painting brickwork into them and all that kind of thing, which coincided, culminated, I should say, in giving one to Prince Charles for Highgrove, where he was living at the time. Did it ever get put up, do you know?
I'm not sure, but in the papers, just before I met him at the NEC Birmingham, the papers were saying that Princess Diane wanted a satellite dish because she was stuck indoors on her own most of the time. So I worked with the Prince's Youth Business Trust because I was on their books. And, yeah, I created this one that camouflaged into the Highgrove home and presented it to him.
I remember Spitting Image doing a sketch about that, you know, making Diana have a Wedgwood-marked satellite dish rather than a normal one so she couldn't get MTV. It was quite a big sensation at the time. It's fascinating to think you were part of that. And any plans for any more, Mark, around Southsea now that Western Parade Carlton House is done?
Yeah, back on the Strand. It's the only never-ending mural in the whole country, so I go back every summer, add more and more detail to it. Anyone can sponsor this house being on the map, £50, or their van with their business on the side, or their shop for £150. Just have a look at artandsoultraders.com, and all the details are there.
Well, look, it's great what you've done for the area. It's nice to get the feedback as well to say that a bit of community spirit has shone up around it. So well done for doing what you're doing, and well done for making it a difference. Nice to talk to you, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark Lewis from Southsea on BBC Radio Solent.